谢谢敬拜小组你们特别的献诗。
Thanks, Christine, for the special music.
一件礼物。
A gift.
这个这首也是我非常喜爱的诗歌。
And one of my favorite hymns also.
我们也谢谢感谢主，真的感谢上帝给我们这份特别的礼物。
Thanks, God, for giving us this special gift.
首先在这里我祝你们圣诞快乐，还有个新年蒙福。
So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and blessing to you.
今天是降临期 Advent 的第四个主日。
Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent.
降临期有预备还有等待的意思。
Advent means preparation and anticipation.
这个节日这个节期主要的意义有三方面。
With three major implications.
第一，我们纪念我们主耶稣基督曾经在2000年前降临。
First, commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ over 2000 years ago.
今天耶稣临在我们的心。
Second, to have Jesus into our heart today.
然后第三，我们等待耶稣的再来，第二次的降临。
Thirdly, to anticipate second coming of Jesus Christ.
许多的教会在这个降临期的第四个主日，就是今天，点燃第四根蜡烛。
In many churches, Advent is celebrated on the fourth Sunday, which is the day light the fourth candle.
这根蜡烛是仁爱 love 的蜡烛
The candle of love
提醒我们信主的人已经有上帝透过耶稣基督为我们预备完全的爱
To remind us that believers already have the complete love that God has prepared for us
并因为上帝的爱有了永恒的生命
Through Jesus, God's love, we have eternal life
我相信没有人不喜欢爱，包括美国的华人，你跟我。
I believe nobody doesn't want to be loved, including Chinese in U.S., including you and me.
有很多美国的城市教会或者教会基督教的机构的名字都喜欢他们用爱这个字。
Many cities in United States, churches, Christian organization were named with love in it.
譬如你们都知道 San Gabriel Valley, San Gabriel Valley, 但是你们知道这个翻成中文的话是怎么样翻的呢
Do you know the meaning of El Monte City in the San Gabriel Valley? How do we translate them?
他们把这个对不起那个 San Gabriel Valley 里面的城市 El Monte, 这个城市怎么样翻成中文
How do you translate the city of El Monte into Mandarin?
就是完了。这其实呢，他们把这个 El Monte 翻成爱满地。
It translates love all over the floor.
爱满地都是爱，通的地上都是爱。
There is love everywhere.
这呢也是正道福音神学院Evangelical 这个 Logos Evangelical Seminary 他们所在的城市。
Also where Logos Evangelical Seminary is located.
又另外有一年我带那个时候在教会的弟兄姐妹们去美国的那个中部那边 Oklahoma 州做短宣。
Also one year I took brother and sister of my church to Oklahoma for short-term mission.
我们在 Edmond 这个城市里面那个华人教会做了一个布道会。
And held an evangelical event at a Chinese church in the city of Edmond.
那你们知道当地的华人怎么样翻译这个 Edmond 这个城市呢
Do you know how the local Chinese translate the city of Edmond into Mandarin?
Edmond. 爱的门
The gate of love.
爱的门很有意思
So such a meaningful translation.
而那个教会呢就是那个爱的门华人联合卫理教会
So it's the Edmond Chinese International United Methodist Church
又另外希腊文 agape 这个字是爱的意思
Besides Greek agape means love
是指这个神圣无私牺牲的爱
A holy, selfless, sacrificial love.
许多的教会或者基督教的机构也喜欢用 agape 作为他们的名字。
Many churches or Christian organizations with agape in their names.
那你又知道那个他们怎么把这个 agape 翻成中文？
How do you translate agape into Mandarin?
他们把 agape 翻成爱加倍。
Double the love.
Wow. 我以前在三藩市牧会的时候，我们就用这个 agape 为我们这个社区中心的名字。
My former church in San Francisco used agape to name the community center.
所以，爱加倍社区中心，不错的名称啊。
Agape Community Center is such a wonderful name.
其实，基督教主要的一个特征是爱。
So love is a characteristic of Christianity.
基督教信仰带给人心灵有这个温暖，因为基督信仰我们基督教的信仰。是带着爱。
Christianity bring warmth because of love.
我们的主耶稣基督因为爱我们，为了要从罪中拯救我们。
Jesus loved us to save us.
他甘心乐意为我们诞生，而且被钉在十字架上。
Willingly born and nailed to the cross to die for us.
这样的一位救主能让我们罪恶的生命发生有这个转化有改变使我们脱离罪恶
Transform our sinful life to the bondage of sin
同时使我们可以去爱别人去宽恕别人
So that we can love and forgive others as well
我盼望透过今天的信息我们学习去更珍惜这个基督长阔高深的爱。
I hope through the message today we can learn to cherish more about the length, breadth, height, depth of the love of Jesus Christ.
我们越去了解基督的爱，了解的越深越多，那么我们就越蒙福。
The more and deeper we understand the love of Christ, the more we will be blessed.
首先让我们看看什么是爱。
First, let's see what is love.
爱这个字呢有许多不同的意思。
There are many definitions of love.
但对今天大部分的人来说爱就是指喜爱 like.
Most people today consider love as like.
对某些人或某些的事物有深厚的感情。
A deep affection for someone or something.
他们认为这就是爱。
So this is love.
所以这个可以包括夫妻夫妇之间的爱。
Including love between spouses.
可以包括父母对子女的爱。
Parents to children.
弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
Between brothers and sisters.
男女之间的爱。
Between man and woman.
或者朋友之间的爱。
Between friends.
自古以来，无论是在中国或其他的国家，都有无数的文章或者诗词去描写爱。
Through our history, regardless in China or other country, there are many literature, poems, and proses about love.
也有不少美丽的乐章歌颂爱。
And many music about love.
更有不少感人肺腑的爱情故事发生。
And many touching love story.
但是呢，很可惜，现在，爱已经不再是一种所谓这个清高操守的爱。
So now love no longer transcending.
不再是一种那个值得羡慕的东西。
No longer admirable.
今天许多人讲到爱的时候，他们心中所想的只是那些情欲。那些事而已。
So now it's equivalent to lust.
爱或者爱情已经成为一种商品，可以用金钱去换取。
Commercialized can be bought.
爱只不过是一种拥有的，是完全自私而没有考虑另一方他们的感受。
It's selfish to own, regardless what other people think.
爱，所以。爱失去了原来那种高贵的意思。
already lost the original noble meaning.
但我们感谢神。
Thanks to the Lord.
他的话语在新约圣经哥林多前书第十三章第四到八节提供这个最全面爱的定义。
His word in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8 provide the most complete definition of love.
要我们不要忘记爱真正的意思，真正的意义。
Let's forget not the true meaning of love.
让我们一起先用中文，我们一起来读，请。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Now in English, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others.It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
其实整本这个圣经里面都充满着爱这个字。
Actually, the whole Bible is filled with love.
因为神爱世人。神爱我们
，because God loves us, love the world.
让我们看到我们所信的神那一位创造天地万物的神，是一位充满爱的神。
The creator of heaven and earth is the God of love.
圣经甚至说神是爱。
God is love in the Bible.
正如C.S. Lewis 路易斯他说。神爱我们不是因为我们可爱，乃是因为神是爱。
C.S. Lewis told us he loved us not because we were lovable, but because he is love.
另外，约翰·彼得森John Peterson 是一位这个歌曲的作家。
John Peterson is a songwriter and composer.
他对这个福音派基督教音乐在50年代一直到70年代产生重大的影响。
Influential to evangelical Christian music in the 50s through 70s.
他写超过1000首这个歌曲，还有35部那个清唱剧。
He composed over 1,000 songs and 35 oratorios.
而在这个35部这个清唱剧这个 cantata 中以这个 no greater love 无比的爱受这个很多教会诗班非常的喜爱。
Among them, no greater love oratorio is the most favorite in many churches.
John Peterson 在这个无比的爱里面总结了神的爱。
So he summarized God's love.
他说：“再没有比基督的爱更大。
”No greater love than love of Christ for us.
他为全人类诞生，也为我们死而复活的救主耶稣基督。
He was born for the world and died for us.
再没有比这更大的爱了。
There's no love greater than this.
就让我们现在一起去探讨。基督的爱去更明白他爱那种的长阔高深的爱。
Let's study together the love of Christ to understand more about the length, breadth, height, depth of his love for us.
首先让我们看一段的经文罗马书第五章第六到第八节。
So let's read Romans chapter 5 verses 6 to 8.
这个使徒保罗在这里说，我们一起念，请。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
For a while we were still helpless. At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly, for one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
在这段经文，我们将焦点啊放在第七节。
Let's focus on verse 7.
这节的经文告诉我们，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die.
义人和人人是指两类人的代表。
So sinner and a righteous person represent two kinds of person.
义人哈，义人是指那些在行为上，他们守规矩哈，他们甚至守律法的事上都做得很好。
Righteous person live according to the law.
他自己做得很好，但是他是一个独善其身，而他不会懂得去关心别人的。
But some maybe just do the right thing for himself and doesn't care for others.
这样的人有需要的时候，没有人肯去为他牺牲。
Probably nobody would like to die for a person like that.
但是呢，义人的意思是好人。
And then good man is a different good and righteous.
一个好人啊，是一个有爱心、有同情心的人。
So sympathetic with love.
他关心人，也愿意帮助人。
Caring and helping.
一个好人肯帮助别人，在他有需要的时候，这个人人有需要的时候，这个好人有需要的时候，有人或者肯为他牺牲。
But this kind of people, when he's in need, maybe someone willing to sacrifice for such person.
连一个义人都没有人肯为他牺牲。
And hardly die for a righteous person.
我们的主耶稣基督竟然肯为罪人死。
Jesus Christ even willing to die for sinners.
这样如此更显出神的爱的伟大。
So that manifests the great love of God.
那 Billy Graham, 格培里凯布里牧师是美国当代当然已经去世被主借去一个伟大的基督教福音布道家受许多人的这个尊重尊敬
The late Billy Graham considered to be the greatest evangelist in our time respected by many
那我问你你愿意为他死吗
He asked, are you willing to die for him?
又另外有一次我看一个TV 电视节目
Once I watch a TV show
在这个节目里面讲到有一个 stepfather 一个继父他强奸了他的继女儿他那些 stepdaughter
About the stepfather raping stepdaughters
不是一个
Not just one
不是两个 stepdaughters
Not even two.
那是三个那个 stepdaughters.
But three stepdaughters.
他这样做不是一次。
Not just once.
不是一年。
Not one year.
不是两年。
Or 2 years.
那是八年。
But 8 years.
这一位继父最终被判三次无期徒刑的 three life prison terms, 永远不能够离开监狱。
Eventually, he was sentenced to 3 consecutive life terms, would never leave the prison in his lifetime.
那么我问你，这种人，你愿意为他死吗？
I ask you, are you willing to die for a person like this?
会不会有人愿意为他死呢？
Or anyone for that matter.
但是，神的爱是超越所有人的反应。
But God's love is transcending to everyone.
是没有动机这个缘由的。
So it's no self-motivated.
基督在我们还做罪人的时候
While we were still sinners.
我们犯罪的时候我们最不可爱的时候为我们死。
Unlovable, he died for us.
神的爱就在此 向我们显明了人的爱心没有比这个大。
So demonstrated his love is more than man's love.
让我们看另一段的经文，以弗所书第三章十四到十九节。
Check out Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19.
我们从这段经文去更深入去明白基督的爱。
So that we can truly understand the love of Christ.
也让我们一起把这段经文一起读清。
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵叫你们心里力量光强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所抽的。 I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.And to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
从这段经文，特别是那个十八节，用了四个字。
So, in this verses, especially verses 18, we have four characters.
就是长阔高深，去形容神在基督里向我们显明的爱。
How wide and long and deep and high to describe how God manifests His love to us.
就让我们一起来探讨基督在这四方面的爱。
Let's study together.
首先，基督的爱是长，那么他的爱有多长呢？
Christ's love is long. How long?
是一年吗？
1 year.
十年？
10 years.
是一生？
Lifetime.
还不够呢。
Still not enough.
神的爱比这些更要长久。
God's love is longer than all the above.
圣经告诉我们，神对人的慈爱是永永远远的。
So His love is everlasting.
就如先知耶利米在这个耶利米书三十一章第三节这样记载，神说：“我以永远的爱爱你，因此。”我以慈爱吸引你。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 3, the Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.
另外，在诗篇二十五篇第六节也同样告诉我们说，耶和华啊，求你纪念你的你怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来。所常有的。
Psalm 25 verses 6 Remember Lord your great mercy and love for they are from old.
在今天这个世代里，人为了自己的利益的爱，他们的自己所谓 self 自私，为了自己利益的爱，跟神永远的慈爱比较起来，真是有这个天渊之别。
So nowadays, our love is self-interest and self-preservation in love. No comparison to God's love.
第二方面，基督的爱是阔，他的爱有多阔？
Secondly, Christ's love is wide. How wide?
约翰福音第三章十六节也告诉我们，我们一起念经。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。就一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
English together. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
原来神的爱是普世性的。
So it's everlasting for all.
他的慈爱要临到每一个国家。
All nations.
每一个民族
all people,
每一个 社会
all society,
每一个人
all people,
正如耶稣的门徒彼得他在使徒行传第十章三十四到三十五节说，我真看出神是不偏待人，原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。
So Peter said in Acts chapter 10 verses 34 to 35, then Peter began to speak, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right.
所以耶稣在升天前吩咐他的门徒要将救恩的福音从耶路撒冷，就是当时他们所这个居住的城市开始，一直传遍整个世界。
So before he ascended to heaven, he gave the great commandment to his disciple from Judea to the end of the earth.
另外这个扩不是单指这个地区民族等而言。
So the breadth is not just about people, tribes, or countries.
也是指包括我们个人生活中的每一部分。
It's about every aspect of our life.
神的慈爱不但是关乎罪人灵魂的得救。
It's not just about to save the soul of the sinner.
神同时接纳我们做他的儿女。
Also accepting us as children of God.
他就像父亲一样，时时刻刻看顾我们供应我们一切的需要。
Like a father loving and providing.
第三方面，基督的爱是高，那么他的爱有多高？
Christ's love is high, and how high?
使徒保罗在哥罗西书就有这方面的形容。
Paul described in the book of Colossians.
这个第一章十三到十四节，我们一起念，请。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪得以赦免。
English together, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin.
又正如使徒保罗在以弗所书第二章第二章四到六节，我们一起念，请。
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
English together, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy,made us alive with Christ, even we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
神不但要把我们从罪恶的深坑中拯救出来，
He not only saved us from the transgression of sin,
他要把我们抬高到天上的地位，
Also elevated to the kingdom of heaven.
并且叫我们和耶稣基督一同做神的儿女享受神一切的恩惠。
To be children of God, accepting his mercies.
最后，基督的爱是深，那么他的慈爱有多深？
Christ's love is deep, and how deep?
神对我们人的慈爱不是一种的表面的爱心，乃是实际的由心里发出来的爱心。
God's tender loving to us is by no means superficial, but from the bottom of his heart.
约翰一书第四章第十节告诉我们说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
1 John chapter 4 verses 10, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as atoning sacrifice for our sins.
因为这种爱心 神差遣他独生儿子耶稣基督来到这个世界。
That's why he sent his son, God become flesh, became flesh.
为我们受鞭打、咒诅、咒骂，而且死在十字架上。
So by his stripes and nailing to the cross, died on the cross.
确实，我们在这个我们在世人当中啊，哪有见过身后到愿意这样的牺牲的大爱呢？
So how we deserve this sacrificial love?
我们从来没有看到这种的牺牲的爱。
We have never seen this kind of sacrificial love.
其实圣经用了四个字去形容神的爱，还是不够彻底的。
So no matter how we describe, we cannot completely understand God's love for us.
所以今天的经文还要加上一句一句这个话。这爱是过于人所能测度的。
So beyond our comprehension.
因为我们的限制，我们实在没有办法完全形容这位创造者，我们的神，他的爱。
We cannot completely describe how he loved us.
就好像一个人站在一座高山的脚下。
So just like we were at the foothill of a high mountain.
当他往上看的时候，他能够看到这座山是很高的。
Looking up, you can see how tall the mountain is.
但他不能知道山确实有多高。
But we don't know how high.
又好像一个人站在这个大海汪洋边。
Or like at the seashore.
他往前望的时候，只知道这个大海洋，但是他没有办法知道海洋的另一边到底有多远。
So look, we cannot see beyond the border of the sea.
也不知道这海洋确实有多阔到多深。
And how wide and how deep the ocean is.
Frederick Lehman, 雷曼，他写了一首我相信我们都很喜欢的圣诗。真神之爱 The love of God.
Frederick Lehman wrote one of my favorite hymns, The love of God.
这首诗歌这个歌词形容神的爱是何等的伟大。
The lyrics describe how great is God's love.
今天我们不唱，但是我们可以把它念第一节念出来好吗？
So we don't sing, but we can read the lyrics.
请。
真
神
之
爱
伟
大
无穷，
口
舌笔
墨
难
以
形
容，
高超诸星
深
过
海
洋，
长
阔高深
无
法测
度，
真
神之
爱
何等丰富，
伟
大
无限
无量，
永
远
不变，
永
远
坚定，
天
使
圣徒
颂
扬。The love of God is greater far than tongue of pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
I want to thank Dr. Chang for
one of my favorites.
感谢主，
Praise the Lord.
约翰福音第十五章第十三节。
So Gospel of John chapter 15 verses 13.
这里说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
主基督用永远不变的爱来爱我们，我们也需要用永远不变的爱来回报他。
Jesus loved us with never-ending love. We should respond with never-ending love also.
当我们谦卑下来，我们会看见自己的爱心的不足。
So when we humble ourselves, we know the insufficiency of our love.
然后我们会更努力付诸爱的行动，去爱上帝，也爱别人。
So we should strive further to love God and love others.
在Australia 澳大利亚的 Melbourne 这个城市里面，有一个著名的这个建筑物，这个战争纪念馆，这个 Shrine of Remembrance。
In Melbourne, Australia, the Shrine of Remembrance。
这个是澳大利亚最大纪念建筑。
It is the largest building in Australia commemorating the war。
本来呢，最初它建筑的原意是为了纪念第一次世界大战为国家牺牲的维多利亚州的市民。
Originally, it was built to commemorate the citizens of the state of Victoria perished in World War I.
但是呢，很快就被当作澳大利亚的主要的纪念场地，用来悼念在这个战争中死亡的60,000澳大利亚人。
But soon it has become the main place in Australia to commemorate the 60,000 Aussie casualties of war.
现在它被用作悼念所有为国家服役的澳洲那个澳大利亚的人的战争纪念馆。
Now it is used to commemorate for all Aussies died in the wars.
而每年都有两次 的纪念的礼仪礼事。一个呢，在4月25号，澳大利亚跟这个纽西兰联合军团纪念日。
Every year, April 25th, in remembrance of joint forces between Australia and New Zealand.
然后另外一个在11月11号，这个休战纪念日都会来有这个纪念仪式进行。
And November 11th, Armistice.Memorial ceremony is held here.
但在这个 Shrine of Remembrance, 这个最吸引人的地方，就是它里面呢有一块的石板。
The main attraction of the Shrine of Remembrance is a plaque.
在这个石板上面刻上 "Greater love have no man." 人的爱心没有比这。
Inscribed, "Greater love has no man."
来向那些国家牺牲了生命的那些澳大利亚人来致敬。
To show respect for Aussies sacrificed for their lives for their country.
但是呢，也是不单单在这个石板上所刻上的字。
Not just inscriptions.
在每年的11月11号早晨11点钟那个时候。在屋顶上，你看那个照片，屋顶上有个小洞，一个小孔，跟这个地上那刚才说那块的石板来对齐。
Every year on November 11, 11 o'clock, there's a small aperture on the roof, aligned with the plaque.
就在那个时候，十点钟那一日，那个时候。那个小孔那个小洞所收集外面太阳的光然后呢反映太阳的光把光照在石板上的 love 爱这个字
For sun to shine through on the inscription love
当作送给牺牲者他们一个所谓凄美那种的敬意为着他们牺牲带给别人有自由
For a heartfelt, poignant respect for people sacrificing their lives for the freedom of others.
然而，在这个石板上所刻上的那句话，承载了更大的意义。
But there's more meaning than that.
是主耶稣基督被卖那一夜所用的话语：“人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大。”
So more meaningful than the description on the verses on the night that Jesus was betrayed, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend.
主耶稣在十字架上牺牲，不是让人在这个政治压迫上得到自由，乃是在罪恶捆绑中被释放出来。
Jesus did not sacrifice his life on the cross for political persecution, but for the freedom from the bondage of sins.
主的牺牲不是单单要给我们在地上有更好的生活，乃是要给我们永恒的生命，一个永远活着的生命。
Not just for better life on earth, but eternal life for us, an everlasting love, life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在结束的时候，我愿意给你们一个挑战。
So I want to challenge you.
纪念那些国家而牺牲的，他们的生命，他们生命固然重要，但是主基督是为着这个垂死的世界而诞生，而牺牲他的生命。
Jesus came for this dying world to sacrifice his own life.
所以，让我们永远不要忘记赞美、尊崇还有侍奉那一位为全人类诞生，也为我们死而复活的救主耶稣基督，因为再没有比这个更大的爱了。
So there's no greater love than this, because we need to thank, follow, and serve Jesus Christ who died for us, show His love.
我盼望今天的信息是你们知道基督的爱是何等的广阔高深。
So I hope you can understand.The length, breadth, depth, and height of God's love, Christ's love for us.
我们不单要学习去珍惜基督的爱。
So not only cherish His love.
同时，我们要学习用正确的方式，还有态度去付出爱，因为爱是需要行动的。
And also with the right way and action, because love is an action word. It's not just a noun.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brother and sister,
在这圣诞节期间是个好机会去付出爱。
So during Christmas season, it's a time to serve and give love.
虽然我们仍然面对疫情，还有我们现在面对一个新冠病毒这个变异毒株Omicron。
So despite the pandemic and the new variant Omicron,
是让我们面对社会内乱
and there's a chaotic society,
我们面对种族那种的不公平
and racial injustice,
我们也面对大自然灾害
and the climate disaster,
我们还有面对基督教衰落的等等的危机
and the crisis that the fall of Christianity.
愿意我们靠着那给我们能力力量的救主耶稣基督
So may we derive power from Jesus Christ
仍然勇敢在这个危机中成长然后向世界走动
Be of courage to move forward in this world
让我们忠心传扬耶稣基督与别人分享神在你身上的作为
Thanks for sharing the gospel and what God has done in your life.
分享基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Share how long, wide, high, deep God's love for us.
将人引到真光，因为这个真光就是我们主耶稣基督。
Show people the true light, which is Jesus Christ.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
当我们庆祝主耶稣基督诞生的时候，让我们不要忘记主耶稣基督长阔高深的爱，因我们还软弱的时候，主基督就按着所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，天父的爱就在此向我们显明了，亲爱的天父，为着你透过你独生儿子耶稣基督无比的爱，献上我们莫大的感恩。天父，为着主耶稣基督带给人类希望、平安、喜乐和爱，感谢赞美你，帮助我们忠心来服侍你，信靠基督，也去关爱别人。Dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.Let us not forget the length, breadth, height, and depth of the love of Christ. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But our Heavenly Father showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for you through the incomparable love of your only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for the hope, peace, joy, and love brought to mankind by Jesus. Help us to serve you in His name fully, trusting in Jesus and caring for others. And in His name we pray. Amen.